I'm talking to Senior Brandon Beasold on the occasion, the senior night here at Brossard when we take on the Mason County Royals. Brandon, time flies. I remember specifically when you guys were freshmen, we said everybody in that locker room, and we said, look around, man, the world's our oyster. Robbie and all the football guys were still there. You know, and as time has gone, obviously, there's bumps in the roads. We lost some guys, and now there are seven of you. Looking back over your basketball career from that point, what favorite memories do you have that you'll remember that you'll tell your kids and your grandkids about someday?
Obviously, winning all-A regional this year was one of my best memories. Probably beating Covcath our freshman year was a fun game. All the out-of-town trips were very fun, and there are just a couple really exciting games that I've been a part of. I'm lucky to be a part of these games.
Yeah, certainly. You know, winning the All-A this year, we put our stamp on things. Nobody can take that away from you guys. Your number 23 is going to go on the wall in the locker room. It'll go in the media guide, and it'll be there forever. You're also a member across the 500 points plateau, so you'll join the region of the best players that ever played here. Short term, you know, as you walk down the aisle, you get a diploma and you walk out of Brossard High School. What are your short term plans in the next phase of your life?
I don't know 100% about this, but right now I'm leaning towards going to a trade school, going to Ensweiler Institute, and getting my journeyman's and master's and electric.
I think that's honorable.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can lay out a life path from that. You can do something for somebody. The trades are a very good thing as you move forward. People are always going to need your services long term, 20 years, 25 years. You know, you look out and, you know, are you going to still be local? Are we going to have a lot of bees running around? Are you going to be sitting out in the stands next to Mason Seapaint and Cruzy watching your kids play? House in the burbs, two cars, a dog, and four or five kids?
Yeah, so I want to have a family. I want to have a house. I want to stay local. I want to eventually coach. I don't know where at, but I want to continue coaching and being involved in the sport and plan on coming up to some games here in the future.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a good thing. Most of you that I talked to all talked about staying, having a family, raising kids, sending them to Brossard. We'll have to put an addition on. All right, what advice would you give? We go back and sit in that locker room again. I guess you remember that night. I remember it vividly. And, you know, what advice would you give other kids that will be sitting in that locker room someday, just starting out, either as freshmen or grade school kids, trying to choose a high school and decide whether to play sports or not?
Yeah, I remember that exact night. I remember that exact talk just like it was yesterday. It was, started off with a lot, now we're down to only seven.
I know.
Due to injury and everything, so just really have fun your freshman year, because a lot of kids don't end up playing the year after, and it's sad because playing all 4 years is probably one of the best choices I've ever made. I loved all 4 years. I loved every single minute of it. Just enjoy it because it goes by really fast.
Yeah, nothing is promised to you. You know, I mean, Austin Chandler would be a nice, a healthy Austin Chandler would be nice. A healthy Robbie would be nice. A couple of the football guys, you know, football takes its toll. I understand that. You know, but everybody finds their little niche, and we kind of, like a pachinko ball coming down, there were seven of us left, and we lost two of them. So life's not always fair. Shout-outs?
Shout-out all the coaches that have helped me up to this point. Curtis, Jim Burch, Scott Code, Mike Code. My family for always being there supporting me. You for everything you've done. My friends, student sections. They're a big part of a lot of these games. It's always fun seeing them. And the Brossard community and all fans, thank you guys for just always supporting us, and it's been fun.
There you go. So we got the remainder of our basketball season left and then baseball this year?
Yeah.
There we go.
Baseball.
Very good. All right. We'll be glad to see you on the diamond. Good luck to you and the Mustangs tonight. We take on the Mason County Royals on senior night.
Thank you, Shabs.
Yes, sir.